Hi, my name is Isaiah Thomas and I experience overthinking. Today we are going to dive into the topic. According to the National Institutes of Health, nearly 1 in 3 of all adults ages 13 to 18 were experiencing anxiety disorder. These numbers have been rising steadily. Between 2007 and 2012, anxiety disorders in children and teens went up 20%. Today I'm here with Valerie Franklin, who is a counselor that studied at USC with a master's degree.
Thoughts impact your emotions, which impact your behavior. So, you know, when you're overthinking about certain things, it can impact how you feel emotionally, which leads you to, you know, display certain behaviors. So, for instance, if you're overthinking, say you're feeling like, you know, nobody likes me or my friends don't like me, then that's going to lead you to feeling like, you know, my friends don't like me and feeling sad or angry or whatever that feeling is, which leads to a behavior. You know, so you may start to withdraw from your friends, or you may start to treat your friends differently because in your mind, your friends don't like you.
Overthinking is not in itself a medical term, but research shows the habit can have real impact on our well-being. Oftentimes, overthinking involves focusing on the negative, rehashing the past. Dwelling on bad experiences or worrying about the future, overthinking can also affect physical health.
Anxiety and depression can also lead to health problems, you know, like heart attacks and strokes. A lot of stress comes from overthinking.
Right now, I have a friend who is currently dealing with overthinking and dealt with overthinking his whole life.
My name is Enos White, and I'm 17. Overthinking affects me because it's like at one time I want to do something else, but like I overthink about it, and it makes me not want to do it no more.
I also asked him, how does overthinking affect his school life and how it affects his home life? And what ways has he chosen to deal with?
School caused me to overthink sometimes because like when I try to answer the question, I don't think it's the right answer. So I overthink and not answer the question. So I don't overthink at home because at home, I feel like I could do anything.
How do you cope with overthinking?
I try not to overthink.
A study from Harvard Medical School researchers found excessive brain activity could lead to a shorter life. The Harvard researchers and authors of the study published in Nature studied people ranging age from 60 to 70 to those who live to be 100 years old or older. Even though the mechanisms that extend the lifespans in humans are poorly understood, the study said people who died before they reached their mid-80s had lower levels of a protein called REST in their brains. So if overthinking is a challenge for young people, does it automatically get better as when we get older? We were curious if age affects overthinking. I mean, what do we have to look forward to? To find out, we asked video coordinator James Duke to talk with his grandmother, Adelie Brown, if overthinking affects her. Side note, you'll also hear James' wife, Yvette Duke, asking the questions in order to support her hearing.
My name is Adelie N. Brown.
And how old are you?
2 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you experienced overthinking before?
A lot of times? Yeah. Overthinking makes me nervous.
Overthinking makes you nervous?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think overthinking affects your lifespan?
Sometimes?
Yeah,
it makes me overthink it, then things is not as bad as you think.
Okay. All right. So, have any one of your friends that you know passed away before they were in their mid-80s?
Yeah, just a lot of.
Before they were in their mid-80s?
Right.
We had a lot of people die, and they was younger than 85?
Because some was 80.
Most of
my friends is in there, even at church. Because I think I'm the oldest one in the church. Mm. I don't hear nobody talking about they 89.
Oh.
Okay. But 82, 85. Yes, in 2090.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that their death could have been related to overthinking?
Oh, now that I won't even bother to answer that because I don't know.
So according to Adelie Brown, overthinking can remain a challenge until our later years. And we also add...
Ruminating. It's called ruminating. So when you're thinking about the same thoughts and you're thinking about the same things over and over and over again, it causes you stress. And as most people know, when you have stress, it leads to health problems, like I said, like heart attacks and strokes, which definitely impact your lifespan. So overthinking is not just overthinking, it leads to more serious consequences.
In conclusion, for mental health issues to shorter lifespans, this topic is important. If you're dealing with any symptoms of overthinking, you should reach out at How to Stop Overthinking.